take time to hear from our sponsors now. Apostle Casey Elliott is the apostle over Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30 Sunday mornings, and then church at 11, and church again at 6 o'clock in the evening. Then on Tuesday evening, they have a prayer meeting, and on Thursday evening, they have Bible study again. And then the Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, is located west of Sayre on Highway 152. It's 3 miles from the traffic light downtown Sayre, Oklahoma, and it's inside a little barn out there, a beautiful little sanctuary that they've made. Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Sunday worship, 10:45, evening Sunday worship Bible study, 6 o'clock, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and Wednesday youth group at 7. If you need more information, you can call Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey at 729-0956. She is a powerhouse, isn't she?
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what-ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Let us pray. Almost had an outro out, but we're not ready to outro out. No. So, Lee, let's get back
to
where were you, Jesus?
Where were you, Jesus? Before I do that, I have to obey the Lord. And this is two people I've had in my heart and I've been praying for. And the Lord wanted me to bring this out to our Rock Christian Music, our power family. Kevin and Kendra Akins. Been on my heart. And you know how I know I've been praying for them? Because they've been on my heart. And you know how I know that's scriptural? Because Paul said, I thank God upon every remembrance of you, making mention of you in my prayers. And I've said this many times to people, you know, somebody sees you and says, you know, I've been thinking about you. And I always say, well, were you praying for me? See, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Well, let's pray for Kevin and Kendra. Father, we just thank you for Kevin and Kendra Akin and everybody there at First Assembly of God. But really, it's Kevin and Kendra. And just what I'm led to pray about is strength. Strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for strengthening Kevin and Kendra. Kendra, in the name of Jesus. Strength. Strength in their bodies. Refreshing in their minds in the name of Jesus. It's not time to go. God brought you here. Your work's not finished. But we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for Kevin and Kendra, for strengthening them. And the people of that church will support them even greater in Jesus' name. And even people who aren't members of that church will support them in Jesus' name. But I thank you, Father, that they can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens them. Thank you, Father, for revelation, but most of all for the peace of God. This is what I pray, is that the peace of God that passes all understanding rules and keeps their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for Kevin and Kendra Akin, what you're doing in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. A little bit of business, Holy Ghost business right there. There we go. All right. I got 3 minutes and 45 seconds, so here we go. Where were you, Jesus? Let me just read something to you. And I'm just going to, this will take, I can do this in about 2 minutes. So on Easter morning, I posted something about this. Did you get the did you read my thing on Easter? Anyway, I got like a jillion likes and a couple of whatever. Anyway, but at 5 o'clock in the five-ish in the morning, I was set up in my bed and whipped out my iPad and was just reading what people were saying about Easter. Thought, okay, that's cool, you know. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, "Get up, and I want you to blog something about Easter." Okay, so I got up, pushed the coffee button. I already have my coffee ready. Pushed the coffee maker; it's percolating. And I love to sit at the breakfast bar there in my kitchen. I just like it. The lighting's great, and I just like it there. Kathy's asleep, my grandson. No one's asleep. It's 5:30 in the morning, and it was Lee and the Holy Ghost for about an hour. And this is what he gave me. The scripture, and this is what this scripture I quoted, and we read this earlier today, but this is Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. "And what is exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Wait a minute. God had to use power to raise Jesus from the dead? Whoa. Wait a minute. Why? Okay, so here's what I wrote. God raised Jesus from the dead. Why was God's power necessary to raise Jesus from the dead? The answer is Jesus was not in his body during the 3 days and nights. Parentheses, Matthew 12:39-40, Jonah 2:1-10, and Psalm 88:4-12, in the parentheses. Jesus was crucified as our substitute for our sin. He identified the Father, identified Jesus with us. That is why Jesus said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And, "It is finished." God laid on Jesus the iniquity of all humanity, from Adam, the first human, to the person who will be the last person born, billions of people. Since God is holy and just, fair, Jesus had to suffer the penalty of sin, the wrath of God for all of us, in parentheses, Isaiah 53:5-12, Romans 6:1-11, in parentheses. This happened in Hades, hell. Forget the misunderstanding of Luke 23:43. Paradise was not in the heart of the earth, Abraham's bosom. After he paid the penalty for our sin, God raised him from the dead, parentheses, Romans 4:25, and he defeated Satan and preached to the saints in Abraham's bosom before entering his dead, lifeless body in the tomb, parentheses, Colossians 2:13-15, 1 Peter 3:18-19, and Hebrews 2:14-15, in parentheses. The first person he encountered after he entered his body and left the tomb was Mary Magdalene. He told her not to hug him because he had not been to heaven to present his blood to the Father, parentheses, John 20:15-17, Hebrews 9:11-28, in parentheses. After this, he presented himself to the disciples and many other witnesses, 518 of them, you can count them. My favorite event is the road to Emmaus, Luke 24:13-35. The two disciples asked Jesus where he had been the previous 3 days, verse 18. He explained where he was and what he was doing during the 3 days, verses 25-27. Jesus' resurrection solidified our redemption, parentheses, 1 Corinthians 15:12-15. We can now boldly say the following. Get off there. We can now boldly say the following. I am or was crucified with Christ. I suffered with Christ. I was buried with Christ. I was raised with Christ. I conquered with Christ. I am seated with Christ. I am dead to sin and alive unto God. I am a new creation in Christ. The old man is dead. My conversation is in heaven. I can do all things through Christ. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. He took my infirmities, bore my sickness. By his stripes I am healed. The life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. So where were you, Jesus? Well, that's what he was doing. God made him sin with our sin. And so according to Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, really verses 4 through 10, Paul lays it all out there. We were crucified with him. We died with him. We were buried with him. We suffered with him. We were raised with him. And now, according to Ephesians chapter 1, we know that we're seated with him in heavenly places. So everything I said there, crucified with him, all that is part of your redemption. Where was Jesus those 3 days and three nights? He was suffering the wrath of God for you and for me, so we would not have to suffer the wrath of God, so that you could be and experience a new birth and can now one day live in heaven with him. End of story. Amen. Done.
End of story just like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to share something real quick. It is just a minute after 10, but Joe said last night, he said, you know, if it wasn't for all the prayers of all the people and the God that we have, I wouldn't have made it this far. And here's what went down yesterday. We had an appointment in Altus at 10 o'clock, needed to be there at 9:30 to fill out the 19 pages of paperwork. And so he got up and around early yesterday. We went to Altus. He was out all day long by the time we got back to Sayre. He needed to come to Elk and get some things. Then we had a program at the school last night at the auditorium in Cheyenne, because it is Old Settlers Week in Cheyenne. And he never had a nap, and he never slowed up. And at 11:20 last night, I said, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. And he was working on an email for some insurance for somebody. And I just thought, 8 months ago, almost exactly 8 months ago, it was August 23rd, the doctors basically gave him a goodbye, sorry, we're not going to be able to treat you. Yeah, we're not going to, you know, you're not going to have much life left. This cancer is stage 4, massive cancer in your lower abdomen. It's up against the aorta, which is just going to keep growing. If it does like it usually does, it's going to keep growing and cut off the blood. It's up against a kidney. And we are believing that God has healed him. His day yesterday of just being, this whole week he's been busy because we've had things going on. But to see him in constant motion yesterday, and the only time he really was able to relax, he took about a 5-minute power nap when I was driving, but that was it. God is, I mean, God is still in the healing business. Amen. God is taking care of us.
Yeah.
And we have had many prayers for us. We know that. And we're so grateful. But I'm still believing, and Joe's believing, that he is going to be totally healed, and the doctors are going to go, wow, this is amazing. And we're standing on that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's obviously working.
Absolutely. It's obviously working.
That's an amazing testimony. And according to your faith, be it done unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And that pleases God.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we haven't just trusted doctors. I mean, we have trusted God.
Yeah.
We've asked him to lead us to some doctors.
Yeah.
We went to the doctor yesterday's orthopedic specialist because Joe's knees are so in such bad shape. But we have tried to eat as nutritiously as we can. And we take some supplements that are plant source that we believe are helping also.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done everything on our part that we know to do.
Sure.
And the doctors have done what they believe would help.
Sure.
And so we're just standing that he is healed. He is the healed. By his stripes, we are the healed, and we believe that. So with that being said, y'all have a great weekend.
That's awesome, Neva.
From me, Neva, from Monica, from Lee, have a blessed weekend. We'll see you back in here on Monday.
Amen.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.